Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Patra, getting you all the news and views you need to watch out for in today's trading session. Well, let's start with what took place in the markets yesterday. For us, it was a smart recovery. So the Indian equities seemed to shrug off the global weakness, or probably anticipated the global risk on, which was coming from the US markets later on in the day. So for yesterday, the Nifty was up 195 points from the low, Sensex was up over 600 points from the low, the Nifty Bank recovered over 500 odd points, and the mid-cap index rallied 2% from the lowest level yesterday. The advance decline ratio also recovered, but the flow picture was quite subdued, considering that most of the FII players are probably on holiday season. So the FIIs net bought around 80 odd crores in the cash market. Gross figures were just about close to 1700 to 1800 odd crores. And the DIIs net sold 138 odd crores in the cash market. Again, the gross figures ranging between 2800 to 3000 odd crores. Expect this kind of low participation to continue probably into the first few days of the new year. Now, the rupee closed stronger, 70.07 versus 70.14, and the bond yield was at 7.26. Now, the two big cues to watch out for today would be the global risk on as well as December expiry for us. In terms of the global risk on, the US markets have seen the best trading session ever in terms of a point gain, as well as the best percentage gain that we've seen since March 2009. So their global risk on seems to have percolated down to the Asian markets. You can see the Japanese markets, for example, the Nikkei rallying quite handsomely, and the SGX is indicating that it's going to be a positive start for us as well. In terms of the crude prices, they do continue to provide a macro cushion for us as long as it's at sustainable prices. So crude, which is at around $54 per barrel, has, however, bounced back from those 17-month lows that we saw for Brent crude prices. Now, in terms of December expiry, remember that at current reckoning, the Nifty is down around 1.2% for the December series, whereas the mid-cap index is up around 1% at current reckoning for the December series. In terms of Nifty levels to watch out for, on the lower side, watch out for the 50-day moving average, 10,578. Yesterday's intraday low, where we bounced back from, 10,534. And the recent high, which seems that it will be taken out today, 10,782. Now, in separate news, RBI has also constituted an expert committee on the economic capital framework. No direct implication for the markets, but maybe the markets will keep an eye out on what exactly the news flow would be when it comes to the capital reserves of the RBI. In terms of stocks and news, NBFCs would be in focus as a delegation communicated to the Prime Minister that stringent regulations on NBFCs and HFCs is affecting flexibility. A couple of these companies with e-commerce ventures such as Info Edge could be in focus, as there were changes in the e-commerce FDI policy which were announced last evening, and it seems to have not gone down well with the street. HUL is in focus as the NAA order, according to them, is fully consistent with HUL stand and actions. Titagarh Wagons proposes to sell 5.64% stake held in Simcoe via an OFS. And lastly, Sun Pharma, as Dusa Pharma, their subsidiary has been awarded a preliminary injunctive relief prohibiting pharma company BioFrontera from using its trade secrets.